بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي أكرم رسوله وحبيبه بالإسراء والمعراج، وصلى الله على شفيعنا النبي السراج الوهاج وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وقال عز وجل: وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى. وبعد، respected أستاذ المكرم، علماء كرام، حفاظ of the Quran الكريم، allies and friends in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We thank and praise Allah عز وجل for this most priceless gift of Iman manifested in the pure and perfect teachings of Islam. And tonight we have gathered here in remembrance of a very, very great incident that had transpired in the life of our beloved Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incidents of Isra and Mi'raj, miraculously traversing in a very short space of one night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Makkah Al-Mukarramah to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and thereafter the second phase of the journey known as the Mi'raj, the ascension to the heavens and further up to such parameters that no other creation had ever went to. Now, although we know specifically there is no specific form of ibadah or no specific form of worship mentioned by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this night, or no specific fast specifically mentioned, however, a great incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we recount, and most importantly that we take some lesson from here that we may be able to implement into our lives. And without saying anything further, we commence with the best of all speeches, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that we call upon a youngster who is at present doing hifz in the masjid, Shaheed Baba, to render a short passage of the Quran al-Karim, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل، أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم، ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا، وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا، ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها، ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها، وسنجزي الشاكرين. وكأين من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير، فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا، والله يحب الصابرين. وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. We say جزاكم الله خيرا to young Shaheed for the most beautiful rendition of the Quran Kareem. That obviously we would have been aware from these verses that strongly emphasizes the high and lofty status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted and bestowed upon the most beloved in his entire creation, that being who should be more beloved to us than any of our close family members, more beloved to us than even our own selves, our beloved master Sayyiduna Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore next inshallah we shall be having a rendition of a few couplets from the very, very famous compilation in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qasida Burda Sharif. We know the immense barakat and blessings that Allah Ta'ala and acceptance that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed this compilation that was written by the right Allama Busayri rahimahullah ta'ala when he was afflicted with a stroke, and he had written this in love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the niyyah that by its means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. And this incident of Isra and Mi'raj, amongst the many various lessons that we can derive from it, one that really stands out is the lofty status and rank of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the loftiest in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has said that he had gone to such levels and ascended to such heights that none of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ever ascended to. So for this we call upon Brother Hafiz Zakir Khan to render a few couplets from the Qasida Burda Sharif, and these couplets specifically deal with the incident in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the Isra and the Mi'raj. A request from the Jamaat is that when the line wherein Durood is recited upon Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihimi, then we also recite it together with Hafiz Zakir so that we acquire the barakat and the blessings of reciting Durood Sharif inshallah.